Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And they had just, people had been over the night before, there was some gathering, people had eaten, they had spent some time there, spent the night there. He woke up in the middle of the night and he noticed that there was someone on the roof. So he climbed the roof to see who was there and he saw a man there. He said, "What are you doing here?" The guy said, "I'm looking for a camel, my lost camel." So Ibrahim and Adam's thinking, what a fool. Like, if you lost a camel, Why would you be looking for your camel at the top of the king's palace? How would your camel even make it up the spiral staircase? So he kind of, in a very shocked and possibly even mocking fashion, said, "Why would you be looking for your camel on the roof of this palace?" And then in return, this person, who he later on says may have been an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows best, he says that that person said to me, "You're shocked that I look for my camel while being on your roof, and I find it ajib that you look for Allah while sitting on a throne yourself. In order for you to find Allah, you will need to learn to be a slave and servant. Because the only relationship that exists between Allah and everything else, is ubudiyah. There's no other relationship. Even the prophets of Allah are ibad first, anbiya and rusul second. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu." That's the only relationship. And the asl, the main purpose of this entire life is for us to internalize that we are slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it is. It's the insan, it's for the insan to get rid of that ego, that arrogance that sometimes is led by, you know, abundance of knowledge, abundance of wealth, abundance of beauty, abundance of strength. The Quran tells us all these stories of people who at some point, because of some small, tiny, footnote-worthy accomplishment, think they're gods. And they forget the power of their sajda and that commitment every time they go into sajda and they put their forehead on the ground. And while they're saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, they're whispering, but in their hearts, they don't believe, they're humble. See, the number one condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as my sheikh used to say, will offer his friendship to anyone who wants it. But the condition is, you will have to get on your knees in front of Allah. Allah will never bow in front of you. Don't mistake Allah's mercy for weakness. He is Jabbar and Qahhar. No one can overcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will need to show your humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that takes some introspective, you know, reflection of yourself, holding yourself accountable. How many of us come into the masajid demanding spiritual results, demanding that the 27th night better give me something? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't owe anything to anyone here. That's the truth. And when you start realizing how little Allah owes you and how much you need Him, potentially that may be the day that your journey towards Allah starts. You must be broken and then rebuilt again. And that's what every day's calamity teaches us. That's what every day's trial and challenge teaches us. That without Allah, you are nothing. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will always be weak. Wallahu al-ghaniyyu wa antum al-fuqara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is independent, and you will always be dependent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson of it all. This is the khulasa of it. So Shaykh Ashraf Ali rahimahullah ta'ala said, in order for ibadah to be ibadah, it must be preceded by what, guys? Mahabba, love. And in order for mahabba to be meaningful, it must be preceded by ma'rifah. Otherwise, it's no more than a slogan. If someone says, I love Allah, well, without having an intimate connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without knowing your Allah, then in reality, it's a slogan. You want your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be meaningful, you have to be willing to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a fitri reality, like, you know, a recognition of who God is that's buried within every human being, a part of our natural disposition, that tells us that there is one Allah. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. And everything in the world, there is an indication, there is a secret for people who can see that leads us to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. You can see it. And then, beyond that, it's about taking that relationship even further. Getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intimately. And there are many ways to do this. I think one of the simplest and easiest ways is to maybe stop your busy life every now and then and learn to engage with the world around you, not using these senses, but using this heart, this sense right here. Using this. Because sometimes people can see with their eyes, but they can't see with their heart. And if you can't see with your heart, then what are you actually looking at? The creation of a human being or the creation of God? You can only see Allah's makhluk if you can look with your heart. Otherwise, if you continue to look with your eyes, all you will see is what man has made. It's a very materialistic looking versus vision that originates from the heart. As the Urdu poet says, Basarat kho gayi lekin basirat to salamat hai. I've lost my ability to see with this, my eyes, but I can still see with my heart. People may laugh at me because I can't, you know, compute a mathematical formula or because I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. Well, tell them they can keep their intelligence. My heart is able to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? As the Urdu poet says, Aankh se girta aansu bata raha hai, beh rahi hai muhabbat teri qatra qatra. That these tears that are flowing from my eyes, oh my Rabb, let that be a true statement. That in reality, this isn't water that's flowing from my eyes, it's actually your love, Ya Allah, that's pouring out of my heart. That's what's happening right now. Beh rahi hai muhabbat teri qatra qatra. That my heart is just pouring out your love. I can't contain it anymore. Sometimes love becomes that overwhelming. When it comes to Allah, when you begin to realize your weakness and you begin to appreciate how all the noise around you can't take you away from your loneliness, and that loneliness can only be filled by filling your heart with the love of Allah. When the insan begins to isolate themselves from people, and you enter into your world of solitude, of khalwa, even though you're surrounded by others, your heart will know that the only place for true connection in this world can ever be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what these nights offer, my friends. That's what they offer. That's what they offer. For a moment you think, well, I'll share one story, then I'll close. When I was young, a group of our friends, we were in England, we used to study in madrasa. A group of our friends, we went to, so the madrasa was in the hills, almost like the mountains, I kid you not. And so if you cross two hills over, there was a natural spring tucked away in the mountains. So sometimes on the weekends, groups of students would get together and we'd camp through the mountains. It would take a few hours. We'd get to the spring and spend a little time there, do a little picnic, and then rush back to the madrasa to make it back in time. So one time we had gone to that place, we called it Springs, and we were on the way back from the Springs. It was almost Asr time on Sunday, and Asr on Sunday meant attendance. So if you weren't there for attendance, you'd be marked absent, and then you can get in trouble the next day on Monday by the supervisor. So everyone started running. We had all gone together, we had spent the day together. When it came time to go back, everyone started running. And at that time, I wasn't physically in my best, and I wasn't too healthy. And everyone ran ahead, and I was huffing and puffing, and I fell behind. I was probably 14 years old at the time. So in that moment, I felt lonely, that all those who were loyal to me, who came with me, they all left me. And I remember thinking to myself, subhanAllah, they left me in the dunya, what if everyone leaves me in the akhirah too? What if everyone around me just decides to walk on ahead and I'm left alone? And it's me and my deeds. What will I present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And at that age of 14, in that moment, I can see myself as I was walking with a heavy breath and the sun was getting closer to ghurub. I remember thinking to myself that I will never allow myself to be lonely again. I will find a place for the love of Allah in my heart. This is something that I'm going to try to do. I can never be lonely again. And if I have difficulty, but Allah is with me, we'll make it work. But without Allah, how will I handle it? If you ask, how do I build a relationship with Allah? Open up your heart and start connecting with the world in more than just the physical sense. The Quran is the best way to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His kalam. The names of Allah are a way for you to get to know Allah. And it's through that ma'rifah, you will gain mahabbah. And through mahabbah and love, you will learn to do ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us moments of ibadah filled with love. May He give us love filled with ma'rifah. May He give us those moments of pure love of Allah, which I may refer to as your own mi'raj, where it's just you and your Allah. Tonight may be that night. Maybe you've already had your night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all one, at least once, before we leave this dunya. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.